This is a News Radio 1440 podcast.
Well, when this train ends, I'll try again. I'll leave my mama at home.
Welcome into Hour 2. You're listening to Tactics on News Radio 1440 and NewsRadio1440.com. 860-1440 is the way to get in touch with me. You can also tweet me at Tactics Radio, so that's always an option for you. So this story, and there's another Democrat. She's a member of the State House of Representatives in Massachusetts. And her name is Michelle Dubois, and she wants a Civil War general's name removed. They dedicated one of the entrances to a building in honor of this general, and she wants his name removed from the entrance. But it's not why you think, because this general is actually not a Confederate general, he's a Union general. The reason that she wants his name removed is because the sign over the building, because this general is named General Joseph Hooker, it says General Hooker's Entrance. And so, because of this, she believes that this is derogatory and defamatory towards women, even though it's clearly supposed to be a memorial to General Hooker. And General Hooker's actually has a statue directly in front of the entrance. So in case anyone was confused about the meaning of the actual sign, there's a giant statue of him riding a horse with a saber on him and everything right in front of the door. So I don't think anyone's actually confused about the meaning and the intent of the sign over the government building of what the entrance is supposed to be memorializing. In fact, the statue has in giant print in front of it at the feet of the statue, General Joseph Hooker, or General Joseph Hooker's. And so because of that, I really don't think anyone's confused about it. I believe that she's making a big deal out of nothing. After erecting that statue to General Joseph Hooker, they also added that sign, and because it reads General Hooker's Entrance, she's making a big deal about this. She's saying, well, it's incredibly hurtful, and I've noticed that myself and women staffers won't use that entrance because of the connotation there. I mean, yes, this is funny, and the wording is a little goofy, but can we all at least attempt to be a little bit mature here? I mean, I'm not exactly a paramount of maturity. I mean, but seriously, this is like sixth grade humor. I think that a lot of college frat boys would think this joke is even beneath them. The General Hooker's Entrance. I mean, it's a very low hanging fruit when it comes to joke. And really, are we going to get all bent out of shape because the man's name happens to share a, you know, that there happens to be that his name is also kind of a slang term for a lady of ill repute? I mean, because if that's the case, if that's the standard, then there's going to have to be a lot of things that are renamed. For example, are we no longer allowed to say Senator Dick Durbin's name over the airwaves because his name might have a different connotation to people that are immature and want to snicker at it? Or are we going to have to no longer say when we're talking about applause, say, okay, everybody, let's give a big hand for and clap for, because there is a connotation there with an STD? I mean, this is seriously sixth grade level humor. And for her to call it disparaging and hurtful towards women, that was never the intent. And if you feel disparaged that way, really, the problem is with you that you're not mature enough to handle that. Because, I mean, if you really can't take the fact that the general's name happens to share that connotation, I gotta say, I think you gotta be a little more thick-skinned than that. So she said that she and other female staffers refused to use the entrance, and claims that the Me Too movement, because she used the hashtag Me Too in explaining this whole thing, she said that this is not just about rape or sexual assault, it's about women's dignity. Again, whose dignity is being disparaged because you walk into a door where there happens to be a sign over it honoring a Civil War general? If your dignity is really that fragile, then what does that say about your own ego? Because seriously, I don't think that anybody necessarily outside of her has a problem with this thing. Because if it bothers you that much and you can't walk into it without thinking about that, I'm sorry, you're the immature one. And so we're not going to be able to rename everything that happens to share a name with an innuendo. And what bothers me about this is it seems to be that there's a constant moving goalpost here. They're constantly moving the goal line of what is offensive and what is not, because she's a Democrat, she's somebody on the left, and you know, siding with the Me Too movement and everything, which is fine, that's her prerogative. However, isn't this the exact same left? Isn't this the same Democrat Party that calls Christians prudes and supports things like gay pride parades where they'll have floats with sex toys on them and guys walking down the street in chaps that show their buttocks? I mean, that is the same left, right? The same left that did the Women's March and thought it was appropriate to dress up as female genitalia and said that, well, if that offends you, that's your problem. That is okay with all kinds of profanity and immorality showing up over our airwaves in the form of movies and television. And the same left that, let's keep in mind, you know, if Hollywood is part of the left as well, that just recently at their award show nominated a story about an older gay pedophile seducing a 17-year-old boy. That's the left that we're supposed to take, that the word General Hooker being over a door, that's too offensive. That's the problem that I have with it. There's absolutely no consistency here whatsoever. Because if they were sensitive about everything all the time, I could at least look at them and say, well, yeah, maybe they're a little overly sensitive, but I wouldn't see any sort of hypocrisy or any sort of inconsistency on their part. But I mean, if you're going to have parades in public spaces and condone things like, you know, basically promoting men having sex with other men and women having sex with other women, which would never be acceptable in a heterosexual environment, and I don't think that it should be necessarily. But when you've got that going on and you also have people dressing up as genitalia and saying that the right are the ones that are prudes and they need to get with the program and get with the times, it's a little hard for me to believe that having the word General Hooker's entrance over a doorway is something that is so deeply offensive to you that your frailty can't take it anymore. I mean, in the immortal words of Jerry Seinfeld, you'll remember when he there's that episode where he's dating the lady that's of Native American descent, and he's trying to convince her that he is somebody that is, I guess, racially sensitive. And he asks a mailman, he doesn't see who the mailman is, he just asks a guy in a mailman suit where the Chinese restaurant is, and he turns around and turns out it's a Chinese guy. And he's offended by this, and Jerry observes, he's like, I think we're all just getting a little too sensitive here. I mean, somebody asked me which direction Israel is, I don't fly off the handle. But yeah, I do think, I think that we're getting all a little too sensitive. Let's keep things in their proper place. And I mean, if we're going to make sixth grade sensibilities the bar for society to live in, I think that we're going to have a really rough go of it. I think we're, like Jerry Seinfeld said, getting all just a little too sensitive. 860-1440 are the numbers. We'll be right back.
Tactics with Caleb Colquitt. Every weekday from 9 to 11. Only on News Radio 1440 and NewsRadio1440.com.